You want to listen?
Blog Talk Radio.
Put your mute on, please.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us, his mercy, his long-suffering. Truly want to thank the Lord for your prayers, for God touching and healing my body. Sick on last Lord's Day. And also want to thank God for our dear sister Blake. Thank him for the beautiful message that he gave her on Christian perfection and how she was able to deliver a beautiful message in a short period of time. But you know, saints, we serve a God who's able to do all things but fail. I don't care what kind of short notice we might think it is. It's not short notice to God. Amen. God will make a way. He always has a ram in the bush. And I thank God for that. I thank God for her and each and every one of you. I feel much better. I just thank the Lord because he truly has been good to me. And I thank God for all of my brothers and sisters. Nothing like being in the house of the Lord. I don't know about others, but I don't like just being at home. I like to be here in the house of the Lord so I can be with the saints of God. You know, someone might say, well, that's being a little no, I just like being with the saints because all week long you're out there in the world, and I like being here gathered with my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So thank God for you. Thank God for all he's done for us. Shall we look to the Lord? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you this morning once again for your manifold blessings. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for how you've been so kind and merciful unto us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us one more time to gather in the house of the Lord. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, Lord God, here, far, and near, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon each and every one of us with your favor, dear Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless us, Lord, as we endeavor to do all the things that we do this day to your glory and to your honor. As we have come into your house and gathered in your name, we've come to worship you, Lord God, and we want to worship you in the beauty and holiness of thy eternal word. We thank you, Lord God, for Brother Mann being here, and thank you for traveling mercies over the highways to glean with his family, dear Father, no doubt still in his heart, dear Father, grieving the loss of his dear grandson, great-grandson, Lord God. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless and be with him, Lord God, and ask, dear Lord, that you remember the family, remember the parents, Lord God. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you are the great consoler that there is, dear Heavenly Father, the greatest comforter, Lord God. You can comfort where no man can, dear Heavenly Father. You can speak peace to a heart, dear Heavenly Father, that's going through some times of trouble. We know, dear Lord, that you're able. Continue to bless Brother Mann and remember his family in a special way. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Holmes out, this day. We thank you for how you have blessed her, Lord God, and been her guide and her direction, dear Heavenly Father, and the strength that she so desperately stands in need of. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this dear sister, Lord God, who inspires each and every one of us to press on, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, every opportunity she gets, Lord God, if she's able to be in the house of the Lord, Father, she is here, dear Heavenly Father. If she's not able to walk, Lord God, she allows her daughter to wheel her in a wheelchair. If she, some Sunday, she has said she couldn't hear out of one ear, but she was able to see out of her eyes. There have been Sundays, Lord, she says she's able to see out of one eye and not able to hear out of an ear. But Lord, she's been right here in the house of God, dear Heavenly Father, showing your faithfulness unto her. Father, we ask that you would bless our dear sister Holmes, 95 years old and still running to make sure she's going to make it in. Father, we ask that you remember her family in a mighty way, Lord God. Continue to look down upon them with favor as they care for your servant, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her and see her through, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know, Lord God, she is helping me and helping others, Lord God, to continue to run on this race you have set before us. Father, we thank you likewise for Sister Carol, Lord God, and all your manifold blessings upon her. Thank you for your hand of love. Thank you for your mercy under her, dear Father. Thank you for how you have brought her through, dear Lord. Oh, Father, this morning she was giving you praise, Lord God, giving you glory, Lord God, for all that
that you have done for her. Continue, Lord God, to look down upon her with favor. Bless her in her home, body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God, as she has dedicated her life to living for you, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember her request for her loved ones who are out of the ark of safety. Ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father and be with them in a special way. Father, thank you, Lord God, for Sister Regina, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for how you have blessed this dear sister, Lord God, and how, Lord God, we look out and we see her at times reading, Lord God, even the bulletin, Lord God. Some things, Lord God, are still, dear Lord, not clear, dear Lord, but she still, Lord God, is able to read better than what she was, dear Lord, and we thank you for that. Continue, Lord God, your blessings upon this dear sister. Remember her daughter in a special way, Lord God. Remember her grand and great-grand, dear Father, in a special way, dear Father. Father, likewise, remember, Lord God, she always gives a request for Darnell Lauderdale, dear Father. Brother Darnell, we ask that you remember him, dear Father. Continue to touch and heal him in his body. Likewise, she always says, remember my living quarters, where I live, dear Father. So we ask, dear Lord, a special prayer and blessing upon her living quarters. Father, we ask that you would continue to bless Sister Regina, and we know she's going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Smith, Lord God, and how you, dear Heavenly Father, are blessing Sister Smith and her body, dear Lord, and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look in upon her, dear Father. Help her, Lord God, to be all that you would call her out to be, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord, not to work too much, dear Father. Help her, Lord God, to continue to relax in thee, knowing that you will supply all of her needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you likewise this morning for Brother Jackson being here. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings upon Brother Levester. Thank you, Lord God, even for his testimony, Lord God, on last Lord's Day and even on Wednesday night, dear Father. We just thank you for this dear brother and what you have done for him, how you have brought him through, Lord God. No doubt in our mind, dear Father, when it comes time to this time of the year, he thinks about his loved one, his wife, dear Heavenly Father, Evelyn, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, he's put it in your hands, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, there's nothing wrong, dear Father, because all of us, dear Father, are thinking about our loved ones and how when they were around this time of the year and the various things someone shared with me, oh, well, Mom used to do this and Grandma used to do that. Father, those are the memories that we have of our loved ones, and we thank you for those memories. We thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless each and every one of us, Lord God. Father, we realize, dear Father, that time is winding up right now. And Father, we know that many are looking at death's door right now, even today, dear Heavenly Father, as we speak. But Lord, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you have been so good to each and every one of us. We ask that you remember all those who are listening in online, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Melita and Brother PJ, Lord God, as they diligently get them on, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Sandy and Sister Carolyn, Lord God. Continue to bless them and strengthen them in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, dear Father, remember the Monty Johnson family, Lord God. We ask that you remember them in a special way, Lord God, and continue, Lord, to look down upon them with favor. Allow them to know that we care for them. We love them, dear Heavenly Father. Still praying for them, dear Lord. Looking to see them one day in the house of the Lord. Father, remember Sister Ruth this morning, asking a special way, Lord God, that you look in upon her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister, and ask that you would bless her, dear Father, and be with her, Lord God. Build her up where she may be torn down. Strengthen her where she may be weakened. Give her the victory over the enemy of her soul, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to dig into your word deep, dear Heavenly Father, to get the understanding that she needs in all things. Father, we pray likewise that you remember Sister Stephanie. I haven't seen her in a while, Lord God, and we know she had surgery on her legs, Lord God, and we just ask, dear Lord, that you would continue to remember her. Oftentimes, we think about her, Lord God, and ask that you would be with her, Lord God, in a special way. Father, likewise, we haven't seen out in our midst, Lord God, even Carol Majid Roberts or Roberts Majid, dear Heavenly Father, haven't seen her in a while, Lord God, and ask that you would remember her, dear Heavenly Father. Speak to her heart, dear Father. Help her, Lord God, to know that you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister India. She's online, dear Father. She's on the phone. We know, Lord God, this dear sister, Lord God, has been going through, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we pray that you encourage her heart, dear Father, to come to the house of God. Come back, Lord God, so brothers and sisters, Lord God, can be with her here, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this beautiful young lady, Lord God. And, Lord, we know that little Infinia needs to be in the house of God. She needs to be in Sunday school, learning more about you, dear Heavenly Father. So, Father, we ask, dear Father, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God, in a mighty way. Whatever it is the enemy is putting in barrier way to block her, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you unblock it, dear Heavenly Father, and allow her to step out, dear Heavenly Father, in faith, believing that you're able to do all things but fail. Father, likewise, Sister Kiva, Lord God, we pray for her and ask that you would be with her likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord God. These are beautiful young women, dear Father. Beautiful, Lord God. They came to the house of God, dear Father, seeking salvation, seeking deliverance, Lord God. And now the enemy, dear Father, is burdening them down with the cares of this life, dear Heavenly Father. And the enemy, Lord God, is warring in their mind and raging a war against their souls, dear Father. But, Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, we know that you're able, Lord God. We know there's power in the blood, dear Father. We know there's power in prayer, Lord God. And we lift them up to you, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you wrap your loving arms around them, that you allow them to know, Lord God, that the devil can't do anything to them, that you are bigger than any problem that they have, and that they must put their faith and trust in you. Praise your name this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise on their behalf, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, they are new in the faith. We know they may be a little weaker than many of us, Lord God, but that still, dear Heavenly Father, doesn't negate the fact that you are still in control, Lord God. You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. We believe it, Lord God, and we stand on your word this morning. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, you remember all those who are out of the ark of safety, our loved ones, Lord God, that, Lord God, that do not know thee yet in the free pardon of their sins. We pray for them this morning and ask, dear Father, that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God. Not bless them in their sins, but, Lord, help them, Lord God, to see their plight, to see and realize, dear Heavenly Father, that time is winding up. Father, we pray that you remember Sister Lillian, Lord God, and we started out in the prayer. We didn't see her yet in the sanctuary, but Lord God, if she's on her way, we ask that you would give guidance and direction, Lord God. You give safety over the highways, over the roadways, dear Heavenly Father, in which she travels, Lord God, that you would bless her as she gets out of her car, Lord God. We know she's ailing in her body, Lord God, but she presses her way to be here, Lord God, so that she could be in the house of the Lord. We thank you for that and ask that you would honor Sister Lillian's faith, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, you remember our Officer Todd, dear Father, we thank you for him. And we heard, Lord God, he has a birthday coming up. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless him in body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. And remember his family, his young family, Lord God, his wife and his children, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Remember all those on the police department, dear Father, all those in the emergency areas, Lord God, that run out in the middle of the night, dear Heavenly Father, that are out there, Lord God, and having to go around fire and shootings and killings, Lord God, and various things, Lord God. Our times are perilous, Lord God. This is why we need to know you, Lord God. And we need to, Lord, stay close, dear Heavenly Father, and know that our anchor is holding against the solid rock. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, you do remember, Lord God, all, Sister Maureen downstairs, thank you, Lord God, for blessing her and being with her, Lord God, and remembering Jasmine, Lord God, downstairs, dear Father, ask that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God. Remembering Brother Maurice, likewise, Lord God, thank you for him. Thank you for our brother and our ushers, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all the work they're doing in the church, dear Heavenly Father, keeping the house of God nice and clean and neat, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and attractive, Lord God, so that, Lord God, we come in the building that you have given us to worship in, Lord God. We have done everything you've told us to do. Now, we keep it in your hands, Lord God, that you would preserve, Lord God, as we come into this house and gather in your name and worship you. Father, we ask, likewise, you remember all those who may be still on their way. We pray for traveling mercies, Lord God, over the highways. We pray, Lord God, that you grant them safety, Lord God. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them. Father, we pray, dear Father, that you would be in the services today. Thank you, Lord God, for the message, Lord God, on last Lord's Day. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed Sister Blake, Lord God, to preach to us the word of God, Lord God. Deliver her soul, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, knowing, dear Father, that we have to perfect this walk, dear Heavenly Father. You are looking for us, Lord God, to go on to perfection, not stumbling over the things things, Lord God, and in this life, dear Father, that we stumbled on when we first started out to serve you. But Lord God, that we've made progress, dear Heavenly Father. We've gone deeper in our life with you, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, now, dear Father, we're able to stand even when the enemy, Lord God, is blowing the wind hard against us. We're able to take a stand against the enemy of our soul. Oh, Father, we ask that you would bless likewise Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, remembering Sister Sanders and her family, Lord God, down in Florida, not forgetting Brother Bill and his family there in Georgia, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember them all in a mighty way. Thank you for all who listen in, dear Father, even those we don't know who are calling in over the broadcast and listening in, dear Heavenly Father. We pray a special prayer for them, not forgetting little Anna Hines, Lord God. She's come to my mind many times, dear Heavenly Father, since the day we met her, Lord God, in the parking lot. And we pray for her, Lord God, and ask that you would remember her, Lord God. Help her, Lord, to remember us, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord, to come back. She said she would come back. But help her, Lord, to come back and to let us see just how you can work in her life, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to thank you for Sister Blake again and ask that you bless her, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would let her down deep, Lord God, in her exhortations, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister. Thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you for her dedication to you, dear Heavenly Father, and doing the will of thee. Likewise, Sister Millicent, Lord God, thank you for healing her in her body and touching her, Lord God, and allowing her to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Oh, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for her as she leads the devotional service. Bless her in her throat. Bless her in her body, Lord God. Give her the victory over the enemy of her soul, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for her little dog. We just ask that you would bless. Now, Father, remember each and every one of the saints of God. Not forgetting Sister June, dear Father. She called in, Sister Webb, and she's not able to be here, Lord God, but she called in and said, put me on the broadcast so she could hear the message, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, and thank you for bringing her home, dear Heavenly Father. When she came back, Lord God, she called, dear Lord, and she's been running, dear Heavenly Father, with us ever since, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for her. For, Lord, whenever she receives the morning text, she sends me back even a message, a little scripture back, dear Heavenly Father, a little message with it, Lord God. She, Lord God, has been an inspiration to us even on Wednesday night when she gives her scriptures, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Webb. Ask that you would remember her and remember her family in a special way, Lord God. She asked a special prayer on her husband, Lord God, and her grand and her children, dear Lord, in a special way, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God. We don't want to forget any of the saints, Lord God. Remember Brother PJ. Remember his family. Remember little Angela, Lord God, as she's growing up, dear Father, and his companion, dear Father. Oh, Father God, I prayed. I've forgotten someone, but you know, Lord God, it's an heir of the head and not of the heart. And so I ask in the name of Jesus that you would likewise remember Brother Byron, Lord God. Thank you for him and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God. And remember his companion in a special way, Lord God. We thank you for Judy and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her. Likewise, remembering Madeline and Jacob, Lord, as he's oftentimes asked us to remember. Jacob at sea, dear Father, remember him, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, and ask that you would just remember each and every one of our family members in a special way, Lord God. Co-workers alike, dear Heavenly Father, they need our prayers. They need you, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would bless and be with them. Now, Father, get the glory out of our lives. Remember our country, our world, our leaders, Lord God. We ask that you remember our president, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you remember the congressional leaders, dear Heavenly Father, Republicans, Democrats alike, and independents, whatever they might be calling themselves. We ask in the name of Jesus, dear Lord, that you would speak to the hearts of mankind, Lord God. We ask, oh Lord, that you would let them know that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all you have done for us. You have truly been good to us, dear Father. This is not a cliche, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, you have been good to us as a people of God. You have blessed us, Lord God, beyond measure, Lord God. I think of your word, Lord God, when you say you daily loadeth us with benefits. And God, you have loaded us with many benefits. Oh, we may not have all the things that we want in this life, but Lord God, we have. You said you would supply our need, and you have done just that. And we want to thank you from the depths of our heart for all that you have done for us and ask that you would continue to look in upon us with favor. Lord, not forgetting Sister Fran, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We know, Lord God, you're able to touch Sister Fran in her body, Lord God. Oh, Father, we can feel her pain, dear Father. We can feel her desperation on Wednesday night, Lord God. We can just feel, Lord God, Sister Fran, for Lord, she has laid it all on the altar of sacrifice. She has laid it at your feet, Lord God, because she knows she serves a God who is able, Lord God, to touch that knee, dear Father. She knows she serves a God who is able, Lord, to heal her. She knows what you brought her through in 2017. Lord, when you went in and you allowed the doctor, Lord God, to pull her heart out of her and to fix a valve, Lord God, that was not working. And Lord, I can remember that day when that doctor came out and he said to us, we will pull her heart out and lay it on the side and we'll work on this valve. And the thing about it is when we put that heart back in, that's where the prayer was needed, whether you will allow it to keep on pumping. And praise be to Almighty God, you allowed her heart to keep on pumping. You've allowed it to pump from January 2017 all the way up until this day, October the 17th, 2021. And Lord, if you're able to do that, I know you're able to touch her in her body. I know you're able to touch her knee, dear Father. I know you are able, but I know that you can do it, Lord God. And she put her faith and she put her trust in you. And Lord God, she's come to the body of Christ and asked us, Lord, to be agreed in prayer. And you promised in your word, if two or three be touched and agreed in prayer, that you, dear Heavenly Father, will touch, can touch and heal. So we believe you're able, dear Father, this morning. And we ask it in the name of Jesus that you touch and heal Sister Francine. And we know Sister Francine's going to give you the praise. We know Sister Francine's going to give you the honor. Oh, Father, we know it, dear Father. We can see, feel it, Lord God.
Yes.
Sister Fran has a testimony, Lord God, of your goodness, dear Lord. And we thank you for that and ask that you would bless. Now, Father, be with us in the services today, Lord God. You truly have been good to us. Thank you for allowing us another opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be able to see our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful day you've made. A day we've never seen before and we'll never see again. But you have allowed us this day, Lord God, to give you all praise and glory and honor. And we lift up our voices in total praise unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. Amen. Amen.
Praise
amen.
Our God.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise
God. Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 43? 43 in the worship of the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you.
Praise.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Yes, amen.
Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Giving God glory this morning for his
Amen.
Goodness to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times when you just think about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
When you just think about, just we stop and sing that song, just think of his goodness to you. We just, our minds can't quite all take it in. Our hearts can't quite take it all in. Just thinking of God and who he is and that he thinks about us. He's concerned about us. He blesses us and provides for us. Just praise God from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Thanking him for allowing us to come together once again in the house of God, realizing that this is truly a blessing. It's a wonderful blessing to be able to come together again with the saints. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins.
Amen.
And thanks to God for her presence here today.
Amen.
Praise our God. So thankful for what God has done. God has answered our prayers and she is here. And we just thank God for blessing her and touching her. Thank God for the prayer that he gave her already this morning and how it touched our hearts. Amen. Knowing that her prayers can touch the throne of God. So we thank God for that. So glad to see each one of you here this morning thus far. We pray for those, and even as Pastor Jenkins prayed for those who are still on their way. But we just thank God for all that he has done and all that we know that he is able to do and what he has promised to do for
Amen.
Us. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. We have a prayer on our hearts that the Lord will have his way today.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 3. And we will be reading verses 1 through 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments.
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart.
So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Together, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Praise our God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his beautiful word. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his word this morning, letting us know that the Lord is able to give us knowledge and wisdom, but still we are not to lean to our own understanding, but we're to trust in him. Realizing that no matter how much knowledge or wisdom we think we have, cannot begin to compare with the wisdom that is from God. Thank God for his word this morning. Amen. We are so thankful that the Lord allows us to come to him to approach his throne and to bring our petitions to him. And God has answered in the past. Yes. And he is still God on his throne, and we are still here as his children. And so he allows us to have access to him through Jesus Christ, bringing our requests unto him. So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer this morning, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Regina.
Tomorrow, Deborah and I have procedures that I have to do to pray for that situation.
Amen. 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 Lord bless you, Sister Regina. Amen. Sister Carol.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember, last week, the gentleman across the street, he's been in my emergency was there last Saturday. But I guess he's doing okay. I don't know, but I haven't heard any more, but I've seen his wife. He's doing better, but they get there.
Amen. 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 So remember. Amen. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God. And let me just say for those who are on the phone who may not have heard, remember Sister Regina. She and her daughter have procedures to be done tomorrow, so remember them much in prayer. Lift them up. Remember Sister Carol, much in prayer. Remember her neighbor who the emergency squad came for, but she believes that perhaps he's doing better. So remember Sister Carol, remember her neighbor, and remember Sister Holmes. She's giving God the glory for allowing her to be here this morning. Sister Smith.
Continue to remember my loved ones and also my sister Susie. And just remember all the unsaved folks. They will be saved if you ever met.
Amen. 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 Remember Sister Smith. Remember her family. Remember her sister. Much in prayer. And Sister Smith made requests for our unsaved loved ones. And she's giving God the glory for touching body and strengthening her every day. Amen. Thank the Lord. Another request. Amen. Amen. Remember Brother DeAndre while he's at work. Remember him. The Lord would touch his throat and his cough. The Lord is able to give relief in all of that. Brother Jackson. Amen. Remember Brother Lavester Jackson in spirit and in body. Amen.
Blake, I too thank the Lord for his many blessings. So you can continue to remember me. I don't know what it is with my throat, but God knows. I'm just trusting in him to continue to bring me through. But continue to keep me in your prayer.
Amen. Remember Sister Millicent and her throat. God is blessing, and we're looking for him to bless her some more. And bless her in her throat. Amen. Amen. Pastor Jenkins, thanks God. I thank God. Also remember me. I have to go to the on Tuesday. So remember me in prayer also. Amen. Thank God. Remember all those who are on our prayer list as well. Know that everyone's stands in need of a blessing from God.
Amen.
Brother Byron.
Always keep me in your prayers and my thanks.
Amen. Amen. Remember our speaker of the hour today. Remember Pastor Jenkins. I'll lift her up in prayer. God would anoint her to preach his word. Remember Brother Byron. God would bless him on midweek Bible study. And also, this coming, if it be the Lord's will, this coming Saturday is food pantry. So that the Lord would bless and anoint Brother Byron for the preaching of the word of God. Amen. All general requests. Amen. After our hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. We'll ask it, Brother Byron, if you would take us to the throne of grace. If there's anyone with a need, the altar is here. You can stand and bow before God, or stand before God, and knowing that he's able to hear.
In your bulletin, you'll find your song, Jesus Never Fails. Jesus Never Fails. As you're pulling that out, I want to apologize. I tried to blow it up a little bigger so Sister Regina could see and didn't realize it cut the beginning of the words off. So I'm going to tell you what those words are. Lord's will, you'll be able to keep those. The first one is earthly. Verse 2 is though. Verse 3 is in. The next stanza is cares. He, last. And on the course, it's never. It's just the very first word is what I cut off and didn't realize it till just now. So I apologize.
Earthly friends may prove untrue. Thou said tears of fail. One still loves and cares for you.
Again, stand before you. I truly always find it an honor and a privilege to be in the house of God, but most of all, to have Jesus Christ as my Savior. So I truly thank God and pray that each and every one of you are praying along with us as we go before the Lord and before his throne. Our dear Heavenly Father, we look to thee in prayer. And as we come before thee this day, we truly want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to rise up this morning from beds of rest and giving us health and strength to be able to prepare ourselves to come to the house of God, to fellowship one with another. So we ask that thou would look down with favor this day and bless according to your riches and glory. And we ask that thou would remember each and every one that has gathered around your throne this morning. These loved ones, dear Father, we ask that thou will look down upon each and every one of them with favor and guide and direct and see them through. Truly thankful for the family of God and the people of God.
Amen.
Truly thankful for the church of God and that she stands for truth and righteousness and holy living. And we ask that thou would continue to lay upon our hearts and our minds to understand the true meaning of what it means to be in the body of Christ. So we ask, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the atoning blood that was shed for each and every one of us, realizing that he paid it all and you paid a high price for our very souls because he allowed his own life to be taken. And we're truly thankful, Father, for your love for us. And we realize that you have blessed each and every one of us that have surrendered our lives unto thee. We ask that thou would continue to bless and see us through and allow your spirit, even as your promise, to rule, guide, and direct in our lives that we may be and may have power to become sons of God. So we're truly thankful this morning for the understanding of what it means to be a child of God. And we ask that thou would bless us in a mighty way, O Father. We ask that thou remember Sister Regina that's represented here this morning. She's come, Father, with thanksgiving on her heart that has a few petitions to lay before thee. She asks that thou would remember her as her and I believe her daughter Debbie are going to a procedure or something. But remember her in body, soul, and spirit. Remember her even in her dwelling area. We ask that thou would bless and look down upon her with favor. And likewise, dear Father, we're thankful to see Sister Carol here this morning. And truly, dear Father, she has a heaviness on her heart, or maybe a burden, or her cup is full. Not sure which one it is, but thou knows all about it, and thou hast seen her tears. So we ask that thou would look down upon her with favor and bless her and strengthen her and allow her to look up to thee where all her strength cometh from. So we ask that thou would look down upon that situation in a mighty way. Have thine own divine way. Guide and direct and be in her life when we know thou is and has and always will be. Bless her, dear Lord. Bless her this day and strengthen her in Jesus' name. Remember her loved ones and remember those that she's concerned about. And we're thankful to see Sister Smith as she's gathered around your throne this morning. She's asking for the remembrance of her loved ones and young people in this life and different ones that she comes in contact with. But we ask in a special way that you would continue to remember Sister Smith and strengthen her soul, body, and spirit. Allow her to continue to look up to thee where all her strength cometh from. And as she continues to pray for her loved ones and many others, we ask that thou would continue to bless and hear from on high her humble cry. We're thankful for her and we're thankful for all that you've done for her soul, body, and spirit. Continue to bless her in a mighty way. We beg it of thee. And likewise, Sister Lawrence Fiend, this day we ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to remember this dear sister. We're thankful for her and thankful for her love and her smile and her kindness in the house of God. And we ask that you would remember her as she has gathered around the throne this morning to be in the presence of the saints and to be in the house of God. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her with favor and touch from on high. We're thankful to see Sister Holmes here this morning. We ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to bless and see her through. And she already said that she's thankful to be in the house of God this morning. And we truly thank you for her. And we ask that thou continue to remember her as she goes to and fro. And we know that sometimes she's dealing with her eyes, or maybe with her ears, or maybe with a leg, or some kind of pain. But you know all about it even before we speak of it. But we ask that thou remember this dear loved one in a special way and look down upon her with much favor. Continue to bless her. Continue to guide and direct and see her through. I truly thank you for her, dear Father, and I'm thankful for all the wisdom and the knowledge that she has given me down through the years. So I pray that thou will continue to bless her in a special way. Likewise, we're thankful to see Brother Maurice in the house of God, and we ask that thou remember this brother in a special way and continue to bless him, see him through, continue to guide and direct his life. Continue to look down upon him with favor, allow your spirit to strengthen his heart and his mind and understanding in thee. In Jesus' name. Likewise, Sister Maria, this morning, we're thankful to see her come in with her family. We ask that thou remember her companion in a special way, still in a recovering mode from his sickness, but we ask that thou would touch him and continue to bring him along. We're thankful for her, and we're thankful for her young family. We ask that thou would remember her in a special way and continue to bless the boys in a special way. Thankful to see him in the house of God and hearing the voices of the saints and the word of God going forth. Even though they're young, we know that the Spirit is able to penetrate with understanding in some kind of way. Thankful to see Brother Levester here this morning. We ask that thou remember him in a special way. We ask that thou continue to bless him, bless his family and his loved ones far and near. Remember his neighborhood. And we're thankful for this dear brother, and he's come before your throne this morning, no doubt with concern for loved ones in his family and different ones. So we ask that thou remember him in a special way. Continue to bless him. Remember Brother Manns, we saw him this morning, thankful for your travel and mercies on his behalf. And we ask that you remember him, Father, and look down upon him with much favor. Remember our officer that's in the parking lot, Mike Manor. Continue to bless him and see him through. Allow him to know that we are the people of God. And he's here usually every Sunday. And we just pray that you would somehow continue to remember him, that this just isn't a job, but somehow that there's a penetration of the life that we have as well. We'll reach out to him in some kind of way. For Christ's sake is our prayer. You're our protection, but we're truly thankful for him. And we just ask that you remember his soul likewise in a special way. Brother Reggie, I saw him here this morning. Continue to remember him and family and companion in a special way and look down upon him with favor. We're thankful for Sister Millicent being here and pray that you would continue to bless her and keep her, dear Father, in a special way and look down upon her with much favor as she has come before your throne this morning. We're thankful for the song service that you have given her, and we ask that thou remember her in body as well, as she says she's got something in her throat. We ask that thou would continue to bless her, see her through, be her keeper even throughout the night, even in her neighborhood. and she'll give thee the praise and the honor and the glory for it all. And likewise, Sister Blake this morning, truly thankful to see her in the house of God and as she's gathered around your throne. We ask that thou bless her in a mighty way. Continue to look down upon her with favor and throughout this week. And as she has a little procedure to get her eyes checked, we ask that thou would go before her and make that pathway sure. We're thankful for her, thankful for the labors that you have given her and the duties. And she handles them well, so we're thankful for that. Pray that thou will continue to bless her. And likewise, dear Lord, we ask that thou remember Minister Jenkins this morning. Truly thankful to see her in the house of God. It was not common to see her missed on a day of service. I can't even remember a day. But we know that she wasn't feeling well in body, but you've touched her and you've allowed her to be here this day, and we're thankful for it. We're thankful for her presence. We're thankful for her love for your people. We're thankful for her love for the church of God. And we ask that thou will continue to bless and strengthen her and see her through. We ask that thou will continue to allow the Spirit of God to be with her and in her as you guide and direct her in your truth and in your word. And that she will continue to do as you told Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. So we ask that thou would bless her in a mighty way and look down upon her with favor, not forgetting her companion in like manner. We're truly thankful, dear Father, for all that you do. Help us to have understanding of what it truly means to be a child of God. Help us to understand what it truly means to live in these perilous times and make it through. We're truly thankful for all that you do for us. Amen. Keep us in unity and oneness. Keep us fitly framed together. And we can overcome all things that the enemy has in Christ Jesus. So have thine own divine way this day with your word. Allow your word to penetrate our hearts and our minds. Allow us to think on the things that you have given Minister Jenkins this day to share with us, that we will take it in and that our ears will be open unto it. And then once we hear, let us go and be doers of what thou hast said. For Christ's sake is my prayer, not forgetting my family, my wife. I thank you for her. I pray that thou will continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her. And she wasn't feeling well there for a few days or a few weeks, she said, but she didn't tell me. But just remember her in a special way. Continue to look down upon her with favor. Likewise, remember my son Jacob and Madeline. For Christ's sake is my prayer. Now have thine own divine way. Bless us in the church of God. Keep us in thy name. And we'll be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the beautiful prayer that he gave to Brother Byron. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Yeah. Brother Byron, on behalf of the young people's class, we'd like to apologize for not coming up. But just before it was time to come up, a question was asked down in the class, a serious question, and it bore dealing with an answering by scripture and so on right at that time and not allowing it. We apologize, but we were persuaded that, you know, souls, needed to be guided in the right way. And so we apologize for the lack of our presence upstairs, but we thank God for giving his word downstairs. Amen. We just don't know sometimes how, when it will come time to deal with souls in a particular way at a particular time. And so we thank God. We knew that truth was going forth upstairs as well. And so we thank God for that. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. The special offering for today is for a food pantry. And that offering may be placed in the center plate. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. And so we'll look to the Lord in prayer, realizing that anything that we have, the Lord has given it. And anything that we need, the Lord has it. If we just look to him, have faith, and remain faithful, if the Lord's able, amen, he'll bring us through. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, because you know, dear Father, those things that we have need of. Even, Lord, you said in your word that your Heavenly Father knows those things that we have need of. And so, Lord, we know, dear Father, that you, out of your supply, dear God, you give us, dear Father, all that we need, dear God. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that your supply is limitless, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father, and make us good stewards, Lord, over those things, Lord, that you have provided for us. Lord, we pray, dear God, even as we bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse, we pray, dear Father, that you would receive them, dear God, even as we bring them, dear God, cheerfully, dear God, humbly, dear Father, thanking you, Lord, because we know, dear God, that we can never outgive you. But, Lord, we can obey your word, Lord, and all that it teaches us, Lord, about bringing in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, Lord, and that you would use them to your glory and to all of your honor, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would give wisdom, Lord, for their use. Lord, we know not, Lord, what to do, but, Lord, we don't lean, Lord, even as our responsive reading said, Lord, we're not leaning to our own understanding. But, Lord, we're seeking your face, dear God, that we might know, Lord, what you would have us to do. Lord, we pray that you would bless each gift and each giver and that you would use them to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our Father's wondrous works we see in the earth and sea and sky. He rules o'er all in majesty from his royal throne on high. What a mighty God we serve! What a mighty God we serve! The raging winds and waves are calm, when he says to them, be still. The heavens praise him in a song, and the angels do his will. What a mighty God! He maketh the world by his command, waves and mountains great
God to save from sin's control, gave his son a sacrifice. His grace abounding in the poor, makes the earth a paradise. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Reigning now above on his throne of love. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Reigning now above on his throne of love.
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Through my disappointment, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the I'm standing on the solid rock. Even though he's gone now, I don't feel alone now. With comfort came the Spirit of the Lord. Now with his word to guide me, from temptation hide me. I'm standing on the solid rock. Standing on the running, on the run, the rock ages from all the soul of time and rage. I'm rich in the world, rich, but not from pain's ancient wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward. Each step leads me homeward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation. Firm is this foundation. So on the solid rock I'll stay. I'm standing on the running, on the run, the run. Ages I'm standing on the from all the stolen sand and rage, I'm free in love and rich, but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rocking, on the rock of ages. I'm safe on every storm. From all the stolen sand and rage, I'm free in love, I'm rich, but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rocking, on the rock of ages. I'm safe from every storm,
from
all the storm and rages.
I'm
rich in love, I'm rich,
I'm
not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock.
Lord. We had to kind of base that a little bit today, didn't we, Sister Smith, Sister Jenkins? Praise our God, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sounds like my voice is still down there. Praise our God. Thank God. Amen. Doesn't matter where your voice is, as long as you're standing on the rock. Amen. As you're standing, keep on standing. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. To save from every storm, all the storm that rages. Rich in love, I'm rich, but not from Satan's wages. Standing on that solid rock. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Stand. Keep on standing. Amen. We're told having done all, we better stand. Stand therefore, having on that whole armor of God, Brother Maurice. Praise our God. Amen. Stand, being fully clothed in that whole armor of God, standing on the rock, standing on our Jesus Christ. Amen. And the truth of his word. So we thank God for his goodness. Thank God that we can get joy from the songs of Zion and also from the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. There's some people, they go to service and they know they got plenty of joy and pep as long as the music's going on. And then when the music stops and it's time for the word to go forth, they start to slumber and sleep. But no, we're anxious. We're wide awake and in expectation of the word of God this morning. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We're going to lift up Pastor Jenkins before she comes
praise
before us. Amen.
God.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord, to us.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, that our hearts, Lord, are glad, dear Father, to be in the house of God. Our hearts are glad, dear Father, to receive your word, dear God. So, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would help us, Lord, to open our hearts widely, dear Father. Lord, may let the word of God may take root in our hearts, dear God. Lord, that may we may receive it with gladness and walk therein, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, and your Holy Spirit anointing be on Pastor Jenkins this morning, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for the word that you are so that you so faithfully give to her. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, that she so faithfully, Lord, preaches and declares it to us. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would touch her, Lord, with power from on high, Lord, that she may preach that word, Lord, to us for the good of our souls, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us hearers, dear God, to receive your word, to receive the light of your word, and to walk in that light, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for shedding it on our pathway, dear God. Have your way in us, Lord. Have your way in Pastor Jenkins. Have your way through your spirit in your word, dear God. And truly, Lord, we will give you glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Brother Man, he always says that, amen, and I know what he's saying now. Amen. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. And giving honor to Sister Blake, I thank God for you. Thank God for Brother Byrene on last Lord's Day. I want to give another shout out to her and Brother Byrene for the service on last Lord's Day, Christian perfection. Thank God for blessing our dear sister and a moment's notice of me being sick. And I just thank God that our God has a ram in the bush always. Oh, he can use anyone. Amen. All you got to do is get in the word, and we can see God can use anyone to preach. He can use you to preach the word of God to feed his people. Amen. And thank God for Brother Byrene. And also thank him for the beautiful prayer he gave you this morning, dear brother. And we are here to feed God's lamb and God's sheep and eat upon the word of God. And we thank God for that. And I thank God for each and every one of you and your prayers. In our hearing this morning, we read Proverbs, the third chapter, 1-6. I trust you have your Bibles with you and something to write with that you can write down these scriptures. We thank God for his word, as it's been said, that's been left on record. We enjoy reading the word of God and studying it together, getting our feel of what God has for the word and for what God has for us in the word. You're told, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. That's what we're doing, saints of God. We're hungering and thirsting
Amen.
After this way in the Lord, and I thank God for that. We would like to go back to that third chapter of Proverbs. And verse 5 is where we would like to take the message the Lord has gave me to share with you this afternoon. Lord bless. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord. In general, people want to know, how can I trust God in difficult times? See, as a people of God, our trust in God comes through our faith. He has promised in his word to keep us. He said in Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Saints of God, when we trust in God, even for our very basic needs, he said he would supply them. You see, if God has promised something, we know that it will surely come to pass. Sometimes we have a part to play, and that part that you and I have to play needs to line up with the will of Almighty God. And when it lines up, when all said and done, we've got to trust Almighty God. The 62nd division of Psalms, verse 8 says, trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. You see, God wants us to put our trust in him and not in our own ability. Did you notice how the psalm is stated at all times? This doesn't mean only when things are going well. It also doesn't mean only when things are drowning us either and we are feeling overwhelmed. No, we serve a God who is faithful, and he wants us to know that we, as the psalmist said, can put our trust in him at all times. We all know that life is so unpredictable. However, God's unchanging hand during these unpredictable times can give you and I a firm foundation and make us feel safe when sometimes the world wants us to feel a little unsteady, and when the world wants us to feel a little uncertain about what's going on. You see, life can be going along smoothly for a season. Your job is satisfying. Your friends and families are enjoyable. Your goals, your finances, your health, and your outlook seem bright. Everything is going all right. Then all of a sudden, life throws a curveball, so to speak. Someone in knows gets sick. You lose your job. A friend or family member betrays you. The things you felt so secure in all of a sudden feel shaky and a little bit uncertain. Then you begin to wonder, or the enemy will place in your mind, why is God allowing this to happen to me? Oh, saints of God, there is nothing in your life and in my life that takes place without God first knowing about it. Therefore, there is nothing that will surprise him or that he cannot handle. How many found that to be so? Life, hear what the Spirit of God is saying, not Christian living, is it perfect? No matter who we are, we all have problems, but our God is able to bring us through any situation that we may face in this life. Let me say that again. Life and not Christian living is not perfect. No matter who we are, we all have problems in this life.
Amen.
But I know a God in heaven,
amen,
who is able to bring us through any situation in this life that you and I may face. You see, as the children of God, we can live in the joy of knowing God's right hand of protection. We can live in joy knowing God's promise and his provision rests on you and I. The essence of our faith this afternoon is to trust God through it all. To trust God because we know that our God is able. Whether we understand all God is doing or whether we don't believe he isn't doing anything, when his divine hand is leading us, when his divine hand is guiding us, you and I can't go wrong. God led Noah to build an ark, wherein he and his family were saved from the flood. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and look at what it said there in verse 7 of that scripture. It said, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. It said, by faith, Noah was warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Also, God led Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. How? Abraham received instructions from God, and we're told in the word of God, his faith resulted in obedience. Hebrews 11, 8 and 9 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. So he didn't know where he was going, but by faith, he trusted in Almighty God. It goes on to say, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Jump over to Romans, the 10th chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 17. It says there, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, you say when you have faith in God, you got to stand on the promises of Almighty God. Also, God led Israel out of Egyptian bondage and through the wilderness. I ask you in your leisure to read the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy so that you'll know what God brought them through. You see, in doing this, he used Moses and Aaron to bring his people through, and that all came through faith. I'm afraid, saints of God, that the devil has some people of God so burdened down right now with the cares of this old life that many are falling from their steadfastness in the Lord. And this is the cause of their lack of faith. You see, when you cannot see God's goodness in the midst of your trials and your burdens, but all you can see is why, that means the devil has clouded your thinking about the things of God. How many know what I'm talking about? When we say as saints of God, we trust God. We are telling this world that we believe that in a God that is able. He is dependable. He is steadfast. And he is unmovable. Paul said it this way in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 20. Paul said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The able means that God is capable. Our God is strong. Our God is powerful. Our God is a God who possesses all power in heaven and in earth. Oh, yes, he is able. I found that to be so. He is able to do some marvelous things, saints of God.
Oh, there are many scriptures in the Bible that tell us about the marvelous works of Almighty God. When you get in and begin to read the Word of God and to begin to study and to see what thus saith the Lord, you'll see how God brought his people through. I know we've used it before many times. The Spirit of the Lord has given it to us. I know that when we've gone back and we've read about the children of Israel, when my God had went there, he had told Moses early on in his journey, he told him to go down there and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. All the people of God were down in bondage down there in Egypt. The people of God had become, were made to be taskmasters. Oh, and they were down there. They were working hard and doing various things. Oh, and they at that time, they were complaining. And the word of God said that their cry was sending up to God there in heaven. And God told Moses to go down and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And you know all the things that happened in their journey as they went through. God fed them manna from above. Oh, that's the mighty hand of Almighty God. He sent down manna from heaven that they could eat. He sent various things through them. He gave them even water. He did various things on their journey. And there were times when they came up and Pharaoh would come up. There were all kinds of plagues that were happening in the land. And God's people were spared of those plagues. And then when we get to the point where God got tired, you see, when God gets tired of a situation and God puts an end to it, God will put an end to a situation. And God told Moses, he told him to tell them to keep on their shoes and to be ready to go. They were to eat standing up. Oh, saints of God, they were there to, they were not to be lumbering, slumbering and laying around. No, they were to be ready to go at a moment's notice. Are we ready to go in a moment's notice? If God will call us home, oh, and the people of God were ready. And Moses got up and Moses said to the children of Israel, he said to them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He was letting them know that that salvation was deliverance from the enemy of our, of their souls. The same salvation that God has given to you and I today, he's given us deliverance from the enemy of our soul. Do you trust him now? Do you know he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence? Praise be to Almighty God. And then when the children of Israel got there, oh, you can imagine saints of God standing with Pharaoh behind them, the Red Sea before them. But praise be to Almighty God. We serve a God who is able. Water can't stop our God. No flood can stop our God. An ocean cannot stop our God. But faith will move the wheels of Almighty God. And God told Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, a rod. God said, use it. And when Moses used that rod, it wasn't the rod, but it was a faith that was exercised through Moses' obedience to God. Praise God. And then God, as we know, thanks to God, God opened up the waters. Children of Israel were able to go through. The water stood up. No rainfall as the Hollywoods would let you see. And they were stamping it. No. God's children walked through on dry ground. I believe it said an east wind came and blew in the dry ground. That area was dry. They walked through. Whoa. But you see, Pharaoh, just like the enemy, he doesn't stop. Pharaoh began to come in. And Pharaoh tried to come in there with the children of God. But all their wheels were turning and going down, dredging deeper and deeper in. And when God spoke after the children of Israel got on dry ground,
God released that water back on. He let them know you'll never see Pharaoh again. Praise our God. Oh, our God's the same today, saints of God.
Amen.
He's the same God back then that worked that miracle. He can work it today. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And look at what it says here in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Starting there with verse 10. It said, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm. Brother spoke about it in his prayer and carry them in his bosom. God, do you believe God is carrying you this afternoon? And shall gently lead those that are with young, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. You're speaking about an almighty God. We're speaking about the greatness of God. He went on to say here, he said, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the spirit of the Lord or being his counselor has taught him. You know, oftentimes you will hear people say, oh, who is the one that controls God? Who put God in control? Oh, don't try to belittle our God by trying to make a comparison to him or ask why is he in control. The word of God lets us know he is God and there's none other. Yeah. He goes on to say, who has directed the spirit of the Lord or being his counselor has taught him. He said, with whom took he counsel? Who's instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding. See, you can't match wits with Almighty God.
Amen.
He said, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. You see, our God is omnipotent. Oh, praise be to Almighty God. He said, all nations before him are nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. He said, then he goes on to let us know, saints of God, there is none like the God we serve. Praise be to God. He said, to whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? Oh, praise our God. You see, to trust God means something. When we are walking in his power, when we are walking in his love, and when we are walking in and are filled with the fullness of the Lord, we are able to tap into the awesome power of God in our lives. When we lay our hands in his hands, we know he loves us. We know he is able, even when we cannot see any way out of our current situation. That's trusting Almighty God to bring you through. As we trust him, we'll be able, Peter says in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, to cast all our cares upon him, knowing that our heavenly Father cares for us. You see, when we trust God, we go to God and his word when life is hard. We will also act in obedience, doing what God's word says, and trust that he will ultimately take care of the rest. When we say we trust God, we do not look for security in other things, but we look to God to hold us security in difficult situations. How many know what I'm talking about? Jesus himself felt overwhelmed. Oh, there was a time when he was there. He felt overwhelmed by what was before him, but he went straight to the Father. Turn with me to Mark, the 14th chapter. I think, saints of God, this is where many of us lack. When we're going through something, we forget to go to straight to Almighty God. Let us not try to solve our issues.
Amen.
Let us not try to take them in our own hands and think that we can make it. No, but let us go to Almighty God in faith, believing that our God is able. But look what it says in verse 34. This is what Jesus did. It says in verse 34 of Mark
the 14th chapter. It said, and saith unto them, my soul, he was speaking to Peter, James, and John. He said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. He was taking them up with him. He said, he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. Oh, my God, if Jesus could go to God and lay down like that and pray to Almighty God, how about you and I when we're in a situation that seems like it's overwhelming us? Our Heavenly Father, yes, he cares about us. He knows just what we are going through. And as we go through life's trials, let us, as the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 10, verse 23, hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Praise our God. You see, trusting in God is more than a feeling. It's a choice we have to trust in him, to have faith in him. Even when our feelings or circumstances would have us to believe something different, trusting in God is not about ignoring our feelings. It is not pretending that everything is okay. That's not what the Holy Spirit is sharing with us this afternoon. He doesn't want us to pretend everything is okay when it isn't.
Amen.
But trusting in God is living a life of belief and obedience to God. Even when life gets a little difficult, we can turn it over to Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, yes, the times that you and I are living in right now are sobering. People have or are losing their jobs due to mandates and will probably not find another if they don't oblige. Families are losing their homes due to their failure to pay their mortgages. They can't pay utility bills. There are reported shortages in clothing, food, and everyday necessities. There are soaring food and gas prices due to inflation. There are severe droughts. There's floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, lavas, tsunamis, fires, tornadoes, shootings, and killing. We're hearing about on a continuous basis. And with all this turmoil going on in the world, people are becoming desperate, even some people of God. But what can we do when our backs are against the wall, so to speak, and we have nowhere to turn, so to speak, and we believe that we are in some serious trouble, so to speak? God says, call on me for help. One thing we cannot do, and that is allow the cares of this life to direct our attention away
Amen.
From the things of God.
Amen.
You see, our God truly loves those that are his. Yes, he loves you. Yes, he loves me. Listen to what God promises to those who are in desperate situations when they call upon him. We're told in the 50th division of Psalms, verse 15, these words, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. You see, not only are we to call on him, but when we do, he has promised to deliver us. And when we are delivered, we will glorify him. I believe this is where a lot of professing Christians are lacking. After God brings us through a situation, many forget to testify to his goodness. We forget to tell just what the Lord has done for us. We only share those testimonies that show we've gotten a big check or some kind of endowment. But what about those times when God blessed us to pay our utility bills when we weren't able? He kept our water from being shut off when we couldn't pay the bill. He allowed us to pay our mortgage when we didn't know how it was going to be paid. Oh, saints of God, I only had a can of chicken and rice soup in my cupboard, but God blessed us with a meal. It may not have been what I was used to having at mealtime, but nonetheless, it was food in the time of need. Oh, we ought not to be ashamed of what our God has brought us through. Yes, our God wants us to tell others what he has done for us so that others will believe in him. As the hymn says, the God of the mountain is still the God in the valley.
Praise
the God of the good times is still the God in the bad times. How many know what I'm talking about? Another hymn says, we sing oftentimes to say, oh, tell what he's done for you of his love. So strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, when we underestimate the power of testifying of what God has done for us by telling it, even to just one person, could do much more than what you and I think. Brother Byron, keep on sharing with us.
Amen.
What the Lord
Amen.
Brought you through. You are helping someone, if not all of us,
Amen.
Grow closer to God
Amen.
And to each other through your testimony. I believe God is using your circumstances as part of his divine plan. 1 Peter 3, verse 15 says these words, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You see, to sanctify God in our hearts is to set him apart in a holy place within us. This is important for us to know, saints of God. You see, when sickness comes upon someone, many have acquired the practice of being quick to blame God and believe that he has put sickness and disease in our bodies to correct our ways. You see, believing that God is the one who brings the ills and evils into our lives does not sanctify him.
Amen.
This means we are thinking the worst of the Lord when we believe it's him who gives sickness and disease, when the first sin in the Garden of Eden is the cause of all the sin in the world and disease and sickness. How can we dare to think that God wants to bring evil into our lives? You see, that was Moses' problem. Moses sinned at the water of Meribah. You Bible students know it well. In Numbers, the 20th chapter, how he didn't represent God before the Israelites in a way that God desired. The Israelites had been complaining to no end, yet God wanted to show his long-suffering. God wanted to show his love and care by providing them an abundance of water, by Moses speaking to the rock. But Moses was angry and wroth with them. And instead of speaking to the rock as God commanded, he shouted at the people, calling them rebels. Then he smote the rock twice with the rod in disobedience to God's command. You see, Moses represented God in that instance as angry and as one who had lost all patience. Instead of sanctifying him before their eyes and representing God as the God who was with them all through their journey, it was the same God who was supplying all their needs. God said to Moses these piercing words in verse 12 of Numbers 20. He said, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe not to sanctify me, meaning you didn't believe to honor me in front of man. Oh, saints of God, we've got to be very careful about this. Because he let Moses know, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Oh, we've got to be careful, saints, of how we represent the God of our salvation to this world. This might be the reason why so many have a hard time fully believing in the perfect love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If they believe that God is so unkind or that God is cruel
as to bring sickness and disease for the purpose of correcting us. Oh, they're not going to want to come to Almighty God. You just think about it, saints of God. Our earthly fathers disciplined and corrected us. But none of them would have wished us to become sick or diseased or paralyzed just to achieve what they wanted to achieve in our life. No. If you and I can't believe that for our earthly fathers, being capable of wishing some kind of evil upon us, how do we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ would do such a thing?
Amen.
My.
Amen.
Something to think about, saints of God. Oh, yes, God corrects us. Oh, God disciplines us when there's no more deep-seated joy in our inner being. We can't feel at peace. That's the correction of Almighty God for being disobedient to his word. It is the devil who brings evil in mankind's life. Look at what it says in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. You may say to me, Renee, Sister Renee, why does God allow that to happen? God will allow things to come upon us. God will allow situations to happen. Remember what he said there in Proverbs, that first chapter. He said, you said it, not all my wise counsel. Remember that, saints of God. Let's go there for a quick moment so the Holy Spirit can refresh our minds. You know, I know that there are some who believe, oh, God allows this to happen. We've had as many come in here and say, why did God allow my mom to die? Why did God allow my mom to go through these various things? Oh, God will allow things to come upon us because we're living in a sinful time. We're living in a world that we're subject to the same ills of this world, the same afflictions that are going on in the land. We're going to get sick. We may have heart attacks, strokes, whatever it might be. We are going to go through something, saints of God, but that doesn't mean that it's a way of punishment from God.
Amen.
Oh, praise our God. But look at what he said there in Proverbs 1:25, and we'll get back to 1 Peter. He said, but you have said it, not all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. You see, when you don't want to follow what God says and you reject God in every way, God's going to laugh at your calamity. He's going to mock when your fear comes. But saints of God, that don't mean you and I laugh at it.
Amen.
That don't mean you and I get glory in it. Because see, he's God. We're not. Amen. He said, when your fear cometh at desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress, look at this thing, and anguish. Are we living in a time where people are so distressed and anguish? He said, cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. See, when you don't choose God and you choose all the things in the world over God, we are going to suffer for those things that we are going to, and we're going to have to go through some things. He said, they would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way. God is letting us know America is eating of the fruit of her own way. What are you saying, Sister Renee? When we look around and see all the turmoil in our land, when we look around and we hear about all the shootings and killings, and people will go up and shoot up a car, regardless of whether there's children or women on the inside, they will shoot up a car and they'll go, we are reaping what we've sown. You see, some of these young people, I was listening to the news the other day, they were saying many of them are young people that are out here doing it. This is this young generation that you and I decided we weren't going to spank them because it would damage their sometimes intellectual ability, or it would damage their psyche. But the Bible tells us that we can spare, if we spare the rod, we spoil the child. And because we didn't issue that we were supposed to issue for him, Brother Byron and his wife said it, now we have to have a behavioral health unit where we got to take our kids in. We got them housed up
in correction facilities where they're in there bouncing them around and knocking them in the head. Why? Because we failed to do it at home. But if we would have done what thus saith the Lord, our children would be what God said they would be. Oh, I found it to be so, saints of God. My parents did not spare the rod because they didn't spoil any one of us. And I thank God for Brother Lawrence and Sister D. Oh, they weren't serving God when I came along as a child. But later on in life, they served the Lord. They feared him enough that they made us come to the house of God. We didn't have a choice on Sunday morning whether we were going to lay around in the bed and stay at home or go out on the playground and play. No, we had to come to 116 South Wayne Avenue. We had to be in the house of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, you may say, oh, Sister Renee, that's harsh. But it's the word of God. When God tells us about how we raise up our child, he said, train them up in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. We've got mothers right now. We've got fathers right now that are embarrassed by what their children are out there doing in the world. Many of them are grieved because they are killing other people's children, killing other people's daughters, killing other people's sons, doing all manner of evil, robbing old people, tearing down various things, acting out, and then want to turn around and say, well, it's because of the government. It's because of slavery day. Many of you didn't go through slavery. And those that went through, oh, they had hymns. Oh, they were beaten. But they could sing to Almighty God. You go in and look at those spirituals that they had there. They sang to Almighty God. And then God brought them through. Oh, how can I get over? I can't think of the song. It's escaping my mind. But they came through many things. Oh, saints of God. And our young people today are trying to make this excuse that this is why they're the way they are. Not so. You haven't had the rod of correction laid on you. My. Oh, I know. Because I had it laid on me many times. Many times my parents gave it to me. Many times and I didn't think I deserved it. But oh, they gave it anyways. Amen. Praise our God. And I'm standing before you today because my parents taught us how to respect the things of God.
Praise God.
Respect the house of God. Respect the people of God. And especially respect God and the older saints of God. My. Thank you, Lord, for them. Oh, let us turn back to 1 Peter and see what the devil brings. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, be sober. You see, we got to be serious in our walk. This is what Brother Byron was saying on Wednesday night. We got to be dedicated to this walk. Be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about doing what? Seeking whom he may devour. And then on the other hand, the Bible tells you and I in Romans 2, verse 4, that the goodness of God is what leads to repentance. So let us sanctify God in our hearts, saints. Even when we go through difficult trials, we are told these words in the 91st division of Psalms. Verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Praise our God. He shall call upon me. And I will, and do you find that to be so, saints of God? He said, I will be with him in trouble. God will be with us. This is a promise God has made to you and I. He said, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise our God. Our testimonies describe our God's faithfulness and who he is in our lives. Jesus in Matthew, the 5th chapter, called the people of God listening to his sermon on the mount. In verses 14 through 16, you can read it in your leisure.
He called them to be light to the world and glorify God through the way that they were living their lives. Your life and my life as Christians has significantly changed since we were first saved. How many understand what the Spirit is saying? We have experienced growth in our walk through the trials that we have come through. When we first started out for the Lord, we couldn't see how God was going to do what the older saints were saying He had done in their lives. We didn't have the faith that they had. No, we had zeal, but we lacked the spiritual knowledge and experience. But when we began, oh, saints of God, to go through something, we began to see how faithful God is to His promises in the Word of God. Oh, think about it. When we came to God through Jesus Christ, oh, we were a mess of clay. But God, praise God, took that mess of clay and He molded you and I into beautiful saints of God. And now this old clay is able to bear the trials of life. Oh, and we can say through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Praise Almighty God. Knowing as the Apostle Paul says in Acts 17, verse 28, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Praise be to God. You see, our God has equipped us so that we are able to stand in the days that we are in right now. He stands ever ready. He stands able. He stands willing to help you and I. But you and I first must acknowledge our need for help from Almighty God. And when we do, we will learn to depend on Him and not on the Dr. Fields of this life. Oh, yes. God says we can depend on Him and not rely on ourselves or others who cannot change our situation. You see, trusting in God and trusting in others is not what God wants you and I to do. Oh, saints of God, you would be surprised at those who profess to be saved, who put more trust in faith in the Oprahs and the Dr. Fields and the Dr. Oz and what they have to say instead of the true word of God and the ministry of God. You see, God is our Heavenly Father and we are His children. Do you believe that this afternoon? Children in the natural. They cannot make it in this world without their parents, and neither can you and I in the spiritual make it without the help of our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
You see, if we try to solve our problems by ourselves, then we put ourselves in a worse situation than we started. Let us ask ourselves the question that was asked in Genesis 18, verse 14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Our Heavenly Father is glorified in our weakness. By His strength, He is able to display His might. We're told in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, verse 5, these words, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Do we believe that this afternoon, saints of God? 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 10, Paul says these words. He says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. See, God stands ever ready, able and willing to help us when we really need it. But we've got to acknowledge our need for God's help and His dependence. Jesus said in John 15, these words, in the fifth chapter, the fifth verse of John 15, He says, I am the vine. Do you believe He is the vine? Praise our God. Ye are the branches. Oh, we got to know where we stand, saints of God. He said, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Then in Philippians 2, verse 13, it says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. And then again in Philippians 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, saints of God, there are many more scriptures in the word of God. I asked you in your leisure to read Matthew 28 and verse 20. Also read Matthew 6, 25 through 34. And read Romans 4, 20 through 21. You see, it is God. It is in God who we must put our trust. Psalms 31, verse 1 says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. If your trust is not in God, you will find yourself in a world of confusion. Why? Because our God is not the author of confusion. When you aren't trusting God, that means you are trusting something or someone. But God is the only refuge for our soul. He is the strength in which we need to rely on, and not on our own and in somebody else. This is why some in the faith are finding it hard to trust God when everything around them seems to be caving in. Nothing looks like it will turn out right for them. At times they feel as if God is not present with them. Then the enemy of their soul will have them to say, how can I trust in him right now? In reality, sometimes, saints of God, we cannot trust our own eyes. But if there is anything in this universe you and I can trust, it is God Almighty. How many have found that to be so? When it seems that life struggles are handing us lemons, that is when the invisible hand of God is placed in ours that never lets go. Like a parent holding their child's hand, God is securely holding our hand. He's securely caring for us, never letting us slip or never letting us fall. Praise our God. The prophet Isaiah penned it this way for the Lord in Isaiah 41, verse 13. He said, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. I will help thee. Proverbs 28, 26 says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Oh, I'm reading from the word of God, saints of God. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Oh, here is where many are fallen. They are finding approval within themselves and not in Almighty God. Yes, it does matter where you put your trust. Turn with me to Jeremiah 17 and look at what it says here, starting with the fifth verse of Jeremiah. The prophet penned these words. He said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, in whose hope the Lord is. Is God your hope this afternoon? No matter what you might be going through, no matter what the devil is putting in your pathway, is your hope in the Lord this afternoon? He said, for he shall be as a tree planted by the water. Oh, when you're planted by the water, you are secure. You are planted there, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green and shall not be. You think about it, saints of God, when we're going through something, our God is still supplying us. Our God is still giving us things that we still should be shining as lights in this world. There is nothing that you and I are going through that should cause us to have a big frown on our face, but we ought to be able to praise God even in the midst of a circumstance. What are you saying, Sister Renee? I know some of us have been through some things, but we've got to have a praise for Almighty God on our lips to show the world that we believe that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, and that he can make us to lie in green pastures even when all around us is failing. We can trust in Almighty God. Let us finish. The prophet said there, the heart is deceitful above all things. My. I think I went a little too far. I wanted only birthday. He said, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green. Are your leaves green? Are you without fear this afternoon, knowing that the hand of God is holding you up, knowing that the hand of God is the one that is carrying you through? It's not the devil. It's not your bank account. It's not what you have insecure, but it is Almighty God. Praise be to God this afternoon. Praise his name. He said, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. All saints of God, we don't have to be worried and cumbered down. This tree is not going to be drooping down. Saints of God, hold up our shoulders. Tell the world I live for Almighty God. Oh, yeah, I might go through something. Something may happen in our lives. But our God can bring us through every situation. I found that to be so. He will preserve us. We're told in Psalms 32, verse 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Oh, I've heard many of the saints on Wednesday night. And say God will give them a song. How many has God given a song in the middle of the night? All their times, even when the devil will try to come in the middle of the night. And he'll try to start some kind of junk. Oh, but God will give you a song. Great even song. In the middle of the night. He will put a song on you. And you'll get up singing a song praising Almighty God. In our scripture reading this morning, found in Proverbs 3, verse 5, says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You see, when everything seems to be falling in around us, when the walls seem to be closing in on you and I, when nothing in the world or in this world seems to hold any hope, when everything looks completely hopeless. Let us remember God is trustworthy. Even when you don't see your prayers answered or problems solved right away. Oh, my. Still trust in Almighty God. Oh, as we said, life is so unpredictable. And yes, life right now is difficult. And that difficulty may persist for a little longer, saints of God. And I hope and pray that the saints of God will hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh, it may even bring us to the end of our strength. We may even say, Lord, I have no more strength to fight this battle. Then this is where we are told in Psalms 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God.
Praise God.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. You see, we've got to wait on God. We got to trust God. We got to remember God loves us. And we can trust him to sustain us. We can trust him to provide for us. We can trust him to be with us even in the midst of our hardship. How many have found that to be so? Jesus guaranteed his followers that they would face hard times, but he promised that he would always be with them.
Yeah. Amen.
Just like he promised it with them. He is with you and I right now. One thing you and I have got to remember, what the word of God tells us, the just shall live by faith. Are you walking by faith this afternoon? When we see things through the eyes of faith, we know that God is always bigger than our problems. Our God is all our sufficient resource in times of trial. Turn with me to 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. Oh, I thank God for the word of God being left on record.
Amen.
You'll notice throughout this passage of scripture we're about to read, Elisha is called the man of God. In this passage of scripture, we see the greatness of God's knowledge. of God's power and sovereignty. I know I don't have to tell the saints of God that our God is omnipotent. He's omniscient and omnipresent. He knows all things and possesses all wisdom. In verse 8, it says to us, "Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, 'In such a place shall be my camp.' And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, 'Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down.' And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, 'Will ye not show me with us is, excuse me, will ye not show me which of us is not for the king of Israel?'" "Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" Thank you, sis. You see, God knew what the Aramean king Ben-Hadad the second was planning to do. And God revealed it to Elisha, who in turn told the Israelite king Jehoram. You see, Ben-Hadad thought that they had a spy in the camp, but his servant told him that these words came from Elisha. Look at what it says in verse 12. "And one of his servants said, 'None of my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel, the words that thou speakest in thy bedchambers.'" O saints of God, our world took years and years to put a bug in places. But God doesn't need a bug.
Amen.
He knows every thought, everything that we're doing, even in our bedrooms, saints of God. Nothing we are told in the word of God is hid from God.
Amen.
But all things are naked and open unto him. My, my, my.
Yes.
Oh, he went on to say there, and he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about." You see, the Aramean king thought that he could send troops and take Elijah captive. He didn't realize that Elijah would know this in advance too. Elijah could have hidden himself, but he knew that God wanted to solve this problem in a way that would teach the Aramean king and the king of Israel some lessons about the true and living God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The same for you and I today. Our God knows everything. We are foolish to think that we can hide anything from him. He knows all of our secret thoughts, let alone words and deeds. His word reveals to us what we need to know about how to deal with life problems, whether they be major or minor ones. We can go to him for the wisdom that we lack. We're told these words in James 1, verse 5. "If any lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally." He not only knows how to solve our problems, he has unlimited power to deal with the biggest problems that you and I may face. Let us ask ourselves when we are going through something, is my problem as big as a hostile army that is trying to get me? Psalms 34, verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them." Psalms 27, verse 3 says, "Though an host shall camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident." You see, Elijah had faith in God, the God he served, and the servant that was with Elijah needed those same eyes of faith. Look at what he says in verse 15. "And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth. Behold, an host come past the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, at last, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. He went on to say, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Oh, it was no big deal for God to strike all these men blind in response to his servant's prayer. There is no man or nation that is so powerful that our God cannot easily bring him or it to nothing. Our God is able to deal with any problem you and I have, no matter how big it is to us. Even if it is a 9-foot-tall, 9-inch Goliath giant, if we belong to God and come in the name of the Lord, we can trust him to protect us until the moment he calls us to be with him. The Lord is stronger than the most powerful enemy that you and I can think of. He's protecting us even when we aren't aware of it. Elijah's servant slept peacefully all night long, not knowing that the hostile forces were surrounding him. When he saw them in the morning, he panicked. But God's protection was there, even though he couldn't see it. But you still may be thinking, that's great when all works out for Elisha. But what about when God's people are going through a horrible trial and even death? Oh, some godly people suffer for years and then they die of a disease or persecution. Where is God's protection? Oh, the Lord provides a clue in the minor details of the text you and I just read. Did you notice where Elijah was? Where Elijah was when this army surrounded him? The word of God says in verse 13, he was in Dothan. It seems like more than a coincidence to me that this is the town that was only mentioned one other time in the word of God. It was a time where Joseph was, where he found his brothers when his father sent them out and to find them. And saints of God, I ask you to go in Genesis, the 37th chapter, and read all about it, because you Bible students know the story, how Joseph hadn't been able to locate his brothers. He was wandering around in a field when a man told him that they had gone to Dothan. And when Joseph arrived there, his brothers threw him in a pit, and they were about to kill him when there came a caravan passing by for Egypt. So instead, they sold Joseph into slavery. After many years as a slave and as a prisoner, God finally appointed him over all of Egypt under Pharaoh. And as Joseph sat in that prison, and as he traveled in chains to Egypt and chains while in the Egyptian dungeon, Joseph never had a vision of chariots of fire surrounding him. Where were the angels and chariots when Joseph was suffering? Come on, saints of God. Joseph later looked back on the years of his trial, and he told his brothers in Genesis, the 50th chapter, verse 20, these words, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. Even though he didn't see any angels, and even though he went through years of agony, Joseph knew that God was sovereignly directing all of his circumstances, even though you and I, saints of God, may never get a vision of God's angels surrounding us, they are there. Even if we spend years in a dungeon, our sovereign, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God has not abandoned us. Elijah's servant was safe because he was with his master, the man of God. And even so, we are saved because we are identified with our master, Jesus Christ, who said that our heavenly Father even has our hairs numbered upon our heads. Do we believe that this afternoon? Therefore, he said in Matthew 10, verse 28, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Oh, saints of God, prayer always replaces panic.
Amen.
We don't have to panic, but you and I can pray. Our major trials can hit us so suddenly. Elijah's servant went to bed peacefully. He had no thought of being surrounded by a menacing armor the next morning. But he woke up. He saw that great army of men and no doubt thought, I could die today. Oh, life is just that uncertain, saints. Let's face it. There are a lot of ways that we could be dead before today is even over. A terrorist attack. A shooting, a major earthquake, a fire, an accident on the highway, a blood vessel in our brain can rupture. We can have a heart attack. We can have a stroke. Then it can go on and on and on. But what are you saying, Sister Renee? Life is fragile. That's why it is foolish to live this life only as if there was no eternity.
Right.
My.
Amen.
The uncertainty of life should make us live every day dependent upon Almighty God. Yes, our God is completely trustworthy, but he does not ask us to trust him blindly. No, he wants us to learn to trust him as we get to know him better. You see, how we can get to know him is through personal time with him, spent through the Word of God. When we spend time meditating with the Lord and feeding upon his word, we will find that he is everything that he has promised to us in the word of God. On Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, I was touched by the beautiful scriptures, the exhortations and comments that were being made. Brother Byrene said that we must desire to strive for Christian perfection. Speaking in reference to the beautiful message the Lord gave to Sister Blake on last Lord's Day, Sister Webb said after reading her scripture that we must be strong and dedicated to the things of God. Brother Lebester said that we've got to value the cross and its message and be steadfast in our salvation. Brother DeAndre spoke about having faith in God when we don't get something that we thought we should have gotten, but we still need to trust in God. Sister Holmes reminded us that our Sunday school memory verse told us how we are to live in the flesh now that we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, Sister Fran spoke about keeping our faith in God and not allowing the fear of this day and time to change us, but to trust God to see us through. Sister Lawrencine shared with us how our daily meditation in the Lord is so important for us to be able to make it in this Christian walk. And then Brother Ron, he told us how God is able to use a saved loved one to help us when our faith is not as strong as it ought to be. Or when we get in a tight situation. Just like he used Elijah, the man of God, to help his servant see. Saints of God, we are called the sons of God. We too need to lift up a soul that is struggling with trusting in the Lord. We need to share with them our experiences, our testimonies, and what God has brought us through so that they can turn to God as the young man did. They might not see the vast number of angels that surround us on a daily basis, but we can ask as Elisha did to open their eyes that they may see. Praise our God. Turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, and look at what it says here in this passage of scripture. Paul writes reminding us that this life will have some hardships and that our bodies will fail, But God is working for our good. Look at what he says starting there in verse 18. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. All the things that we're going through right now can't be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And that is the eternal glory that we know we have a home that awaits us in heaven with our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God. He said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Oh, we got to wait sometimes, saints of God. We got to wait on those blessings from God. God doesn't have, you know, people will want things in a nanosecond. Many darn time right now in which we live, you can go out in 24 hours. You can go to the ATM machine at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. You can put in a card if you have money and get money out in a nanosecond. Or you used to be able to mail something and it'd be there overnight. But we're having some shortages right now and things aren't there. But our God sometimes makes us wait, saints of God. And that doesn't mean he doesn't like us, but that just means we've got to wait on God to answer the situation. He went on to say there, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. My. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now. All the world right now is in a curse. We're seeing it. There's so much gross darkness all around us, and mankind is trying to figure it out. The president's trying to figure out. Our local Congress and representatives and senators, they're trying to figure out. You can't figure it out because only Almighty God knows about it. He goes on to say, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. Sometimes things are delayed for a reason. Praise our God. Yeah. Amen, Sister Carol. Amen. Sometimes they don't come when we want them, but they come right on time when God knows we have a need. He goes on to say here, but if we hope, for we are saved, excuse me, verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what is that? What a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? My. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray. This is not talking about speaking in tongues and all the craziness folks are talking about today. For as we are, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Saints of God, there are times, you know, some of us have been so sick that when we've tried to pray, we can only cry out, my God. But our God knows our groanings. He knows our infirmities. I've heard brothers say that at times he couldn't read. He couldn't pray. He was in so much pain. But I know God heard him.
Amen.
Oh, and the same with all of us saints of God. There are just times when you're not able. You may be going through an affliction in your body. You're just not able to open up the Bible and read the Word of God. Your eyes may be failing you. You may be going through something. And the enemy is trying to press sore against you. Oh, that's the time that you know that the Lord knows your heart. He knows your groanings and your unterings. Why? Because they're of God. They're not of something foolish. They're not challenging Almighty God. You're not saying, well, God, why are you allowed? No, you're crying out to Almighty God. You know, dear Heavenly Father, what I'm going through. I might not be able to utter it out of my mouth, but my God, you know all about it. How many have been there? Praise our God. Oh, my, my, my. He said, he that searches the hearts know of what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Oh, that was what the Holy Spirit of God does for you and I. Yes, he had a divine purpose when Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit of God. He is our comforter. Praise our God. And verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Praise our God.
Amen.
In times of doubt, saints of God, let us always remember the promises of God. Let us remember who he is, who he has always been to you and I. Doubt and uncertainty try to creep in. Let us keep going to him in faith. Yeah, he will continually show himself to be trustworthy to you and I.
Thank you, Lord.
He isn't going to abandon us. He's not going to forsake us or leave us. Oh, my, my, my. If you're hearing this message this afternoon, it is because the Lord has sent it to you. If you are not one of his children through rebirth, then you do not have such hope this afternoon. Nor can you claim any of these precious promises. My prayer is that you will take seriously and consider seeking the Lord, because he has promised that anyone who seeks him, told us in the word of God, he said he can be found. He said in Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. We're told in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My prayer is for you to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. You see, God has ordained the ministry to instruct, to preach, to teach, and most of all, live the very word of God that we are presenting to you. We are told in 1 Peter 1, verse 25, these words, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. When you hear sound doctrine, when you hear sound messages and you feel the Holy Spirit of God is wooing you to make a change in your life, to come to him, don't allow the devil to steal that away from you. Don't allow him to distract you and keep you wallowing away in your sin. Yes, the day is coming when you will have no excuses to try and hide behind. During our Bible study week, I was touched by the testimonies of both Brother Levester and Brother Maurice. I was truly touched by Brother Maurice sharing with us how prior to his salvation that he allowed the devil to keep him from coming to God, how he came to service. He heard the word of God, yet he would get up and leave out during the benediction or the altar call. But one day that ended. He left. However, as Sister Blake oftentimes prayed that the message will still resonate in our hearts and minds after the final altar call has been called and we go home. Brother got saved at home because the messages he had heard over the many years under Elder Wilburn and others, they stayed with him. You see, the Bible tells all of us in Hebrews 9, 27, that it, and it is as it is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. All of us this afternoon are judgment travelers. However, the Bible tells us in John 5, 24, that we who have trusted Jesus as our Savior have passed from death unto life. We have been given eternal, abundant life through the blood of the Lamb. Those who do not know God, if you die in your sins, you will face God in the judgment. And every message that you have heard, Every time someone has spoken to you about giving your life to the Lord, we'll meet you there in the judgment. You see, when you trust God, you seek truth through God's word. And the Bible is God's word. And truth has been spoken to you. We are told in Revelation 20 that there will be no hiding from the judge on the throne. Look at what it says there in that passage of scripture. Starting at verse 11 of Revelation, the 20th chapter. He says there in that scripture, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them." You see, this is the highest court in the universe. In the natural, we have 94 district courts. We have 13 circuit courts and one Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, throughout the country. All of the lower courts can make rulings. And if the rulings are appealed, they can go up to the highest court in the land, which is the Supreme Court of the United States. But the throne of God, John is speaking about, supersedes man-made courts of appeal.
Amen.
You see, on the United States Supreme Court, there are 9 justices, and 6 justices are needed to make a quorum, meaning to act on any case that comes before them. However, the Bible tells us the great white throne is occupied by a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Oh, turn with me to John. We're going to find the scriptures here just for a moment. We're coming to a close, saints of God. But look at John. Yeah, there are many in the Bible. Oh, but the Spirit of the Lord gave me these. John 5:22 says, "For the Father judges no man, but he has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which has sent him." Then we're told over in Acts, the 10th chapter, starting there in the 40th verse, he says these words. He says, "Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him giveth all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin." And then in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, look at what it says in verse 1. "I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom." You see, we serve a righteous judge that's sitting on the great white throne. And when judgment is rendered from this throne, there is no appeal to a higher court, for there is no higher court. This is the place of the highest authority and final judgment. This court is absolutely perfect, and the judgment rendered here is always fair and righteous. You see, the judge who occupies this bench is infallible. He is not tainted by sin or prejudice, because he knew no sin and neither was guile found in his mouth. But he renders judgment in perfect righteousness and fairness. Not a single person judged here will be able to cry unfair. Every sinner judged and sentenced will know that they have received perfect and fair judgment. Look at verse 12. It says, "And I saw the dead and small and great stand before God, and the books were open, And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Note also, in this passage of scripture, the group that includes the spiritually dead, none is left out. There will be no escape. There won't be any exception. Every person who dies without Jesus Christ, every hypocrite, liar, cheater, murderer, idolater, fearful, and unbelieving, none will escape and none will be able to hide, but all will face the righteous judge in the judgment day. This includes kings, paupers, false teachers, preachers, deacons, church members, popes, priests, nuns, church choir members, drunks, whores, drug addicts, pimps, pushers, grandmas, grandfathers, teenagers, moms, and dads. You're all going to stand before the throne to face their judgment. Notice verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. He goes on to say, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, the word of God reminds us that all who died, regardless of where they died, will appear. Even those in hell will be brought out for this judgment. Every lost sinner from Cain to the last one that will be standing before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. I say to you this afternoon, to the lost, will you be in that number? As we bring this message to a close, I want to remind those who are listening in this afternoon, who still not know Jesus, who still not do not know my Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that we still live in the day of grace right now. During this time, a sinner can come before God, and you can cry out to Almighty God for forgiveness, and the Lord will receive you, and God will save you by his grace. Today is the day of grace. Today is the day of forgiveness. Today is the day of repentance. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of God's mercy. Today is the day that you can trust in the Lord. You see, none of these things will be dispensed in the day of judgment. Jesus can save you. We're told these words in 1 Peter 3:18 as we close. For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. Will you trust in the Lord today? God bless you is my prayer.
Praise.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Praise. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord is the beginning of your salvation. It's the beginning of your faith in God. Trusting him to believe his word. Trusting to believe that everything that we're told about the Lord Jesus Christ in the word of God is true. Praise our God. Pastor Jenkins talked about faith. And I was thinking the scripture that came to me was 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God, and we're told we must be born again. Except we be born again, we can't even see the kingdom of God. And except we be born of the water and of the spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. But 1 John
says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. All the situations that she told us about, things that will come against us in this world, we can overcome them. Because it says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we have to have faith in order to trust in the Lord.
Amen, amen.
And as she was talking, the early in the message, there was a song that came to me that Sister Carol taught the choir when we were in the choir, called The Victory Is Mine. And I could only remember the first verse. I may have a little bit of the first verse and second verse mixed together, but it came to me, the victory is mine. We're talking about trusting in the Lord in order to have victory in this life. But the one verse said, the victory is mine, the victory is mine, through Jesus my Lord, obeying his word. And I thank God for bringing the words back to me, because I didn't have a songbook, but... So the victory is mine through Jesus my Lord, obeying his word. He's with me always, by night and by day. His comforting word my bosom doth cheer. And the chorus says, trusting in the Lord, trusting in the Lord, trusting in the Savior, who is Christ the mighty Lord. We have to trust the Lord to get saved. We have to trust the Lord to stay saved.
Amen. Amen.
Because if we lean to our own understanding, and we are admonished even in the scripture reading, and we're to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. But if we're trusting in him, then we can have the victory over everything that this world can throw at us. I remember that Brother Malone used to pray about that the Lord would bless us and give us power over the imposing powers of Satan. And if we're not trusting in the Lord, then Satan will look bigger than he really even is. But if we trust in the Lord, then we can get the victory. We can overcome and have victory over those things that the world and Satan and self would try to use to pull us away from the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for his word. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. What is our song?
460.
Number 460, In the Evening Light. Thank God for his word. Shall we stand? Evening Light, number 460. Savior, more than life to me.
Savior, more than life to me, I am clinging close to thee. Let thy precious blood apply, keep me
God.
Praise God.
Closer.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise our God.
Through this changing world below.
lead me gently, gently as I go. Trusting thee, I cannot stray. I can never, never every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. May thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord.
Pastor Jenkins preached about this changing world below. But even though the world is changing, God has not changed.
Amen.
We do not have to change.
Amen.
We're told to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And when we talk about labor, that is living, living true. Standing on the word of God, being true, says, lead me gently, gently as I go, trusting thee. This what assurance. Trusting thee, I cannot stray. I can never, never lose my way. Because if we're trusting the Lord, we're going to follow on. We're going to follow his word. We're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. And that chorus said, every day, every hour, not just on Sunday,
amen,
but every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. May thy tender love to me, because it took the love of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And Jesus so loved us that he shed his blood on the cross. May thy tender love to me bind me. I want to be bound to the Lord. Do you want to be bound to the Lord? I want to be bound to the Lord.
Yeah.
Bind me closer, closer, Lord, to thee. That's what our Bible, our week-long Bible studies are about, drawing closer to God, being bound to the Lord. Praise our God. Closer, ever closer, Lord, to thee. But in order for that to happen, we've got to trust the Lord in all things. And no matter what happens, no matter what our lot in life may be, no matter what afflictions may come upon us, praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Is there one who has a need? Is there one? Amen. Praise our God. Because we need God, our Father. We need Jesus, his Son. We need the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Praise our God. Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
Let me love thee more and more till this bleeding love in a brighter, brighter world of love. Every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power.
Praise God.
May thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord, to thee. Every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power.
thy tender love to me. Bind me closer, closer, Lord, to me.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to be bound close to the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. I want to be trusting in the Lord every day. Amen. I want to be humble and low at the cross every day, knowing that trust, as the song puts it, trusting thee, I cannot stray. Amen. There are people who have more full faith and trust in the dollar than they do in the Lord. But we know all that's going to pass away. We want to put our trust in heavenly things, where moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Amen, amen. Is there one? Say, pray for me. Amen, 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 amen. We want to hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. We want to trust in things eternal. Not temporal, but eternal in the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word today. Truly, truly thank God to bolster us up, to help us to keep on trusting. It's another song. We used to sing a lot of songs about trust. Yes, I'm trusting in my Jesus every day. I'm trusting Jesus every day. I'm trusting in my Savior all the way. Oh, I'll trust him every hour. I can feel his mighty power. I'm trusting in my Savior every day. Praise our God. That's where our strength lies. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer, just thanking him for the word, thanking him for the messenger. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, with humbleness in our hearts, dear God. Lord, just thanking you, Lord, for giving us your word. Thanking you, dear God, for giving us your truth, dear God. Thanking you, dear Father, for giving us, Lord, your word to strengthen us, dear God. Settle us, establish us, dear God, in thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have heard this morning, this afternoon, Lord, this day. And Lord, we know, Lord, that your word is truth. We know that even Jesus prayed, dear God, that we be sanctified through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your sanctifying word this morning, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us grace, Lord, to walk in it. Help us, Lord, to trust in you with all of our heart. Lord, not just part of our heart, but with all of our heart, dear God, and mean not to our own understanding. And, Lord, help us, Lord, to acknowledge you in all of our ways, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for, Lord, giving us, dear Lord, what we need, what we're going to need, Lord, this week, this day, and this week, and this month, and this year, dear God, to walk, dear God, according to the way that you have told us. Lord, to always do that which is acceptable in your sight, dear God. Lord, that we might be an example to someone else, Lord, who needs to know how to trust you, dear God. Help us, dear Father, to truly be examples of believers, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to show others, Lord, that we're trusting you, dear God. And, Lord, when situations come or when hardships come or when trials come, dear God, Lord, help us, Lord, to show someone else, Lord, that we're trusting you. Lord and Father, they can trust you too, dear God, even unto the saving of their souls if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would help some soul, Lord, who is not yet saved, Lord, but who heard this message, dear God. Lord, to follow on, Lord, to trust you, Lord, to know, dear God, that they're going to have to trust you in order to receive this great salvation, that they're going to have to believe, that they're going to have faith, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to do what your word has said in their lives, dear God. Lord, it's not just enough to read and say, oh, well, I see where the word of God says that Jesus died for sins. But, Lord, they have to believe that Jesus died for their sins. Lord, they have to believe, dear God, that the blood of Jesus is able to cleanse them from all sin, that their blood, the blood of Jesus is able, dear God, to bring about the forgiveness of their sins, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that there's some soul, dear God, who heard this message and who will trust and believe, Lord, even unto the saving of their souls. Dear God, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Pastor Jenkins this day. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for touching her in her body, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for touching her in her soul and in her spirit and raising her up, dear God, and giving her this message of power, dear God. This message, dear God, that tells us, Lord, that if we just trust in you, Lord, you will manifest your power, Lord, in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives every single day. Lord, we pray, dear God, you would continue to bless Pastor Jenkins, Lord. Anoint her, dear God, in thee. Lord, even as she serves you, dear God, and labors in your word, Lord, for the good of souls, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her and pray, Lord, you continue to bless her, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers on her behalf, dear God. Pray, Lord, you would continue to bless, dear God, and anoint her, dear Father. For truly, Lord, she is a chosen vessel unto thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to hide your word in our hearts, dear Father. Lord, that we might not sin against thee. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to take this word with us, dear God. Lord, even, Lord, help us, dear Father, to bring, Lord, a word that's been spoken today, Lord, to be a help to someone else that we come in contact with, dear God. Lord, that we might help them to know that there is a hope. They can have a hope, dear God, in this world. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us. Lord, you saw each of our upraised hands, dear Father. For truly, Lord, we want to be able, dear God, to trust you even more, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, Father, to be meet for the master's use, dear God. And in order to do that, Lord, we have to trust in you with all of our hearts. Now have your way in our hearts, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, Lord, what each of us need, dear God, in order to be able, Lord, to trust you even more. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would supply, Lord, that those needs that we have, dear God, Lord, that we might walk perfect before you. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. He agreed in prayer for our dear sister Lawrencine. Well, good to know.
how God made it. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Thank God that He has given us the privilege to come, be anointed, and to pray on the God of faith. Heal. Oh, come boldly to the throne. Oh, thank God for more things. How we believe and are sure that God is able to touch. Dear God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God. Lord, knowing, dear Father, that you are a healer. Knowing, dear God, that when our bodies are afflicted, dear God, when we have these infirmities, dear God, in our body, Lord, we come to you, dear Father, because there is none greater. And we know, dear God, that there is healing in you. We know, Lord, that the balm in Gilead, dear God, who can not only heal the sensitive soul, dear God, but also, dear Father, there's a balm, dear Father, by which you can touch our bodies and heal them, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you can be, that Jesus can be touched by the healing of our infirmities. And so, Lord, we're coming to you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would touch us, Lord, in the name of your Father. Lord, if it's difficult for us to grip, dear God, in your left hand, dear Father. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that there is no affliction, dear God, or arthritis, rheumatism, or whatever, or even paralysis, dear God, but you're that you can, there's nothing, dear God, is not subject unto you. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her hand in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, dear God, how she uses it, dear Father, to your Lord. Lord, you know how she uses it to serve you, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would give her a touch, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that she would return the flexibility and full use of her hand, dear God. And Lord, we know, dear God, she's going to give you the glory and the honor for it, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just be with us. Lord, any pain, dear God, that you feel, dear God, I'll be sensitive for it. Any pain, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch for it. Give her relief, dear God, that we beg of you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, and we believe, dear Father, Lord, where Jesus heals, dear God, even those who are paralyzed. Those who were lame, dear God. Lord, who was able to raise the dead, dear God. So, Father, we come to you, dear God, we're coming to faith for you because we know what you can do. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, to touch our people today, dear God. Lord, likewise, dear Father, we're praying, dear God, to touch our people. Dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch our throat, dear God. Lord, you said it comes one day, it will be better, and the next day, Lord, it will be back, dear God. Suffering in it, dear God, you know, on one side. Lord, we know, dear God, that you made both sides of the throat, dear God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would touch, dear God. Lord, pray, Lord, that you would open up that throat, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would take away the soreness, dear Father. Lord, even in her throat being afflicted, dear God, Lord, she was at her coast, that she was serving to stay, dear God, being the strong leader, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her faithfulness, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would touch, dear God, her voice, dear God. Open it up, dear Father. Take away the soreness, dear God. Lord, Father, we know, dear God, that she is still with the deep, Lord. Even before she had received the touch, Lord, as yet, Lord, she was still there. She needed a deep, strong service. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would honor her faithfulness in thee, dear God, and honor her. Lord, we lift her up to thee, dear God, knowing, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to give her your freedom, dear God, even in her voice, dear Father. And Lord, we know, dear God, that she will use it, Lord, to sing your praise. And so, Lord, we're going to thank you in advance, Lord, for touching to the miracle and touching to the Lord's singing. Because, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able. And, dear God, we know, dear Father, that you're able to be praise, honor, and glory. Lord, that it may encourage someone else, dear God, in their affliction. Yeah. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. I thank the Lord. As I look at the bulletin, I see that the scriptural meditation is Galatians 2:20. Amen. Which we heard twice on Wednesday, and it was also in our Sunday school lesson, and is also our meditation. Amen. It just lets us know that we've got to crucify that old man. Mm-hmm. We have to be crucified with Christ. Amen. Praise our God. Our announcements for Sunday, October 17th, 2021. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. The canister is always available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. The date for the turkey giveaway is Saturday, November 13th, starting at 9 a.m. Choir will meet today following morning service. Food pantry service is scheduled for this Saturday, October 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. here at the church. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson in delivery of the word, and pray for the other saints in the bringing out of the chairs and so on, and for Sister Melita and bringing the sound equipment and so on. And we just thank God. Please pray for this work, because it became clear that as the word is being preached, the houses around about are hearing the word. And so just pray much for that work. Amen. Prayer meeting and Bible study will be on Wednesday at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off. Let it rest for a little while before service, then turn it back on shortly before the calls are being made. And we thank God for Wednesday night Bible study. Happy birthday blessings. Sister Patricia Blake, October 22nd. Happy anniversary blessings. Brother and Pastor Tony Jenkins, October 23rd. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. How many years will that be? 41? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. 41. Amen. Praise our God. My birthday will be 70. So if the Lord will. So. Praise God. Tatum has a scripture that he would like to recite. Amen. Amen. Oh, my. Oh, boy. I like this.
Nana, stand right here with you. Genesis 1:1. Okay. You say it with me.
In the beginning,
okay. You don't want to say it in there?
Okay. He won't say it. He'll go over there and say it.
He'll say it.
Say it.
He's a clown.
Would he say it if he turned around and didn't face people?
Actually, no, it's Nana.
Oh.
You know, whenever he gets in the midst of everybody, he might get a little active.
Oh.
Here. Come on.
Here.
No. We'll say it over there. We'll say it right there.
Stand right there.
Stand right there. Say it.
There you go.
Say it. Genesis. Say it. Genesis 1. 1-1. In the Lord. God created the heaven. Say it. The heaven. Go on.
The heaven.
What? God created what?
The heaven.
Heaven and earth. Good job.
Amen. All right.
Yes, he is. That's right. Won't be long. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. In the beginning. That's the way we begin. That's the way it begins. Amen. Let's think of some others. Was it? Which one was it? Was it Madeline?
Madeline.
Yes. Madeline in the beginner's class. And the beginners would review and she would face that way. At least she would come up and she would face away.
Now look at her today.
She was helping other little ones that came along under her. So within that class. So we thank God. Amen. That's how it starts. Amen. I'm thankful to be here to see another one get started.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes. Yes, yes, it does. Yes. Amen. I know what you mean, brother. You come up, stand, looking at. No, you can't turn around.
You're right, brother.
Yes. Yes. Praise our God. Amen. Please lift up Sister Millicent. She's driving on next Lord's Day. Lift her up this week, and we thank God for blessing Sister Melita. She was our driver for today, and so we thank God for his blessings and his protection on her. And please lift up Sister Millicent this week. Pray the Lord would bless again. The Lord would touch her throat as well. Our thought for today: I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than to stand with the world and be judged by God. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Kind of sounds a little bit like something we were talking about this morning in Sunday school class, doesn't it? Amen. Praise our God. Again, we thank God. Yes, Sister Hall. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. I like what you said, Sister Holmes. You said trust in the Lord always. Don't pick the time, because it's just that time when you think you're taking a little break. Jesus may call. Jesus may come, or you may be called into eternity.
That's right.
So be amen. Ready. Amen. Praise God. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? Amen. Amen. Reigning now above on his throne of love. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Lauren Singh, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Yes. Dear God. Amen.